Greetings, and thank you for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our website is www.crystaltemple.org, and our phone number is 503-249-0303. We're a movement and meditation studio here in Portland. It's 10,000 square foot center, and we love hosting out-of-town practitioners. So if you are going to be swinging through the area or are interested in teaching an event here in the Portland metro area, just feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email. I'm Amanda Jones, and I will be your host for the show today. I'm very excited. We will be taking phone calls throughout the website or throughout the broadcast, so feel free to use any of the call-in numbers listed on the BBS Radio website. If you have any questions, would like to share anything, or, you know, just want to chit-chat with me today. So just to recap last week I got off the phone and went. We have a drum circle that meets here once a month, and so I went downstairs. There was about 10 of us drumming away. It was so awesome to raise that energy, just like drumming and dancing around, and people brought everything from bongos to those little, you know, I'm not a very good drummer. Obviously, I'd know what all these different kinds of drums are, but they were very cool, and it was fun, and it was exciting to have a bunch of new people here at the center just hanging out and drumming away. Thursday, we did our groups, and again, if you do not live in the Portland area and would like to receive the energies from our Thursday night groups, please contact us, because we are sending those to everyone out there all over the world, a remote energy download Thursday nights at 7. So if that's something you're interested in, definitely give me a call. I would be more than happy to set you up on that. The number here again, 503-249-0303. Excuse me. Friday night, we had our spirit dance, and I love the spirit dance. It's an ecstatic dance event. It's, you know, there's people that come and just move to the energy and really express themselves. And this last Friday, we had two DJs, Mario and Kali, and they were really great. It was lovely music. I was very happy to have them here. Saturday, we did a vibrational light working class as well as a DNA activation night. And Sunday, our regular schedule of the Sunday service, open meditation, belly dancing, and a free lecture on chakras at 7 o'clock on our Sunday night lecture series. So that was pretty exciting and pretty busy week. Monday night, actually, we went to, we're normally closed on Monday, so it worked out really great. Here in Portland, there was the Village Building Convergence, and it's a 10-day festival of people who do city repair projects, sustainable living, just really amazing sort of alternative living convergence of people from all over the world. And they gathered here in Portland, and David and I went down there, and we volunteered our services for, probably 3 or 4 hours doing energy work on people and balancing them out after working hard all day out doing a project, and listened to lectures. And I think that's going on for the next few days. So if you're in the Portland metro area, I know that they are holding that at Bossa Nova, which is off of 7th and East Burnside. So if you're interested, definitely look that up. It's the Village Building Convergence. Again, I am Amanda, and I'm hosting Crystal Temple Presents live on BBC or BBSradio.com. Our contact number here, 503-249-0303, or call the BBS Radio call-in numbers, and I'd be more than happy to take any questions or comments from you, my friends out in the audience. So today, I don't have a guest today. I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to share a little bit about myself, since I realized we've been now doing this show for about a month, and I never, ever talked about myself, and so I figured I would share a little bit with our audience out there. And the other thing I wanted to do today is talk about the adept initiation and initiation in general, and how initiations can be so powerful and life-changing, and especially for us lightworkers to really take our power and our light to the next level. So, without further ado, sharing a little bit about myself, my name is Amanda Jones, and I'm half of the program over here at the Crystal Temple with David here. We run the joint and open it up to anybody who, you know, is searching for empowerment on their path, or, you know, we have a large center here, and we don't claim to know anything, but we definitely wanted to make a space available for people who were searching, or even teachers that are helping raise the vibration of the planet and get out there and really bring light to people through their teachings and activations and whatever they offer. So there's not a lot of places like this in the world, and so we like to, you know, if there's any channelers or teachers, you know, cruising through, this space is so much nicer than a hotel, a conference room or anything. And there's pictures all over our website at www.crystaltemple.org. But I spent about 14 years in the corporate structure before I got going. I'd always been like a weekend spiritual warrior and grew up in a family that was religious, but not necessarily spiritual. And the religion part of it really didn't resonate. However, I always asked more questions than that I got answers to, and I guess that's what makes a good lightworker, is we ask a lot of questions. And I was always very curious about the world around me and how to empower myself at the next level and do things to really change my life. And in 2004, I was introduced to the Rocky Mountain Mystery School and really took my empowerment to the next level. And was initiated in 2004 as an adept, which is what we're going to be talking about here in a few minutes. And that adept initiation really changed my life and put me, like, put like a rocket propelled jetpack on my back on what I was supposed to be doing in my life. Up until then, I had just sort of been wandering around and didn't really know what to do and didn't know what my path was, and always tried to you know, figure it out and be curious, but never really got clear. So in 2004, I did my adept initiation, and, you know, with that, I guess maybe I should read a little bit about, I found a good quote from an Alice Bailey book, and I know Alice Bailey can be sometimes very dry, but this one was very good. It's from her book, Initiation, Human and Solar. And she talks about initiation here on page 10 and the definition of that. It says, the word initiation comes from two Latin words, in, meaning into, and ire, to go. Therefore, the making of a beginning, or the entrance into something. In this case, we are studying an entrance into the spiritual life, or into a fresh stage in that life. It is the first step, and the succeeding steps upon the path of holiness. Literally, therefore, a man who has taken the first initiation is one who has taken the first step into the spiritual kingdom, having passed out of the definitely human kingdom and into the superhuman. And I just love that quote out of this book, because it really does encompass the energies that come with an initiation. Going from human to superhuman, which is just, you know, like, yay, I'm Superman. I've always wanted to be Wonder Woman, and now it was sort of my chance. But the adept initiation is an initiation into being superhuman, I guess. And many years ago, in shamanic societies, when babies were born, babies were actually born and initiated at their birth. And unfortunately, throughout the years, we as humans have sort of lost that initiation at birth. Midwives used to do that through a special ritual and a special ceremony. And there were a lot of things that happened. So one of the benefits, actually, of the adept initiation is your will as a human spins clockwise, and that is strictly for the fact that when you separated from God as a soul to come down and incarnate as in a human body, you had to spin counter to what God was spinning. And if God was spinning clockwise, you had to counter that to separate. So at the moment of birth, you start your journey back to God, yet we've lost this initiatory right at birth that we used to have in shamanic societies. So as humans walking around, we're still spinning counterclockwise to God rather than starting our journey back. And it is through this adept initiation that our wills, that our will is redirected through a special ritual, and that direction is put back into divine order of spinning clockwise, which is the spin of, you know, the will of God and the will of nature. So things start moving much more smoothly. Things start flowing much more smoothly. And it really does feel like instead of paddling out into the ocean, you know, on a surfboard against the waves, you're actually going with the waves, and you can surf and, you know, figure out where you want to go, and you're not, you know, swimming upstream and things aren't coming at you. They're behind you, pushing you on your path. So that one benefit of the adept initiation is worth it right there. And this initiation that I'm talking about, we do it here at the Crystal Temple. It's an initiation that's been handed down within the seven sacred mystery schools. We're studying with one of those mystery schools, the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. And it is through the empowerment and through the lineage of this mystery school that we are authorized to do this. Now, there are many people in the United States and around the world that are authorized to do these adept initiations, and those people are listed on the Rocky Mountain Mystery School website, www.rmmsint.com. And if you have any questions with anything at all, please do not hesitate to give us a call here at the temple, 503-249-0303, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have or put you in touch with a practitioner in your area. On the RMMSINT website, there is a list of practitioners and what states and cities and countries they live in, people who are authorized through initiation right to do this class. Do this initiation. And the adept workshop and initiation is about 10 hours. It costs $550, and it can go anywhere from 10 to 12 hours. And the benefits are a lot, and I'll definitely talk about those, but I wanted to give you guys some statistics of some information of the adept before I talked about a lot of the benefits, and I can go over that too. And if you have any questions, just call into the station here at any of the call-in numbers at bbsradio.com, or shoot me an email, amanda@crystaltemple.org. So, in general terms, the initiation, the adept initiation, you know, what is it? What are you being initiated into? And I am going to tell you. The initiation is actually you become a member of the great universal brotherhood and sisterhood of light. And if you've done any reading in the metaphysical, you know, metaphysical reading, you do talk about this brotherhood and sisterhood. And this is the link between the angelic realm and the realm of man. And as the energy comes down from God and is stepped down into dimensional vibration through many levels of beings, the last level that this light passes through before it's passed on to man is this brotherhood. So you really do become the link between the angelic realm and the earth realm. Some of this brotherhood and sisterhood is incarnate with the physical body here on the third dimension, like me and David and a few others out there listening. And some are not. Some serve without a third or fourth dimensional body. And the role of this brotherhood is to bring light to man, acting as representatives of God's light on earth, and to report back to the hierarchy of light what energies are needed. As an initiate, you go to a meeting in a grand hall every Friday night. And in this meeting, you talk about what's going on earth, and you talk about what energies are needed, and you discuss what, you know, what vibrations and what energies and things that, you know, you can do as a servant of God to come and bring to the planet. And those requests are taken forth, and then the energies are stepped down, and you literally download these energies over the next week. So this brotherhood has actually been active on the planet since the very beginning, and many, many great people have been initiated into it over time. Adam, the first man, was a member, and obviously, and so was Noah. And around the time of King Solomon, about 928 BC, there were many upgrades that were made to the teachings and the organization of these mystery schools, the seven ancient mystery schools. The initiations were at that time being done at the Great Period, in the Great Pyramid at Giza. And from Solomon's time on, all of the leaders of this mystery school have been documented in an unbroken lineage. And that's why the Rocky Mountain Mystery School says they're in the lineage of King Solomon, because they do have an unbroken documented lineage from teacher to student for the past 3,000 years. So, for example, in the time of Jesus, which everybody knows Jesus, religious or not, was a man that walked on the planet. And Jesus was actually the head of this mystery school for 11 years. And for over 3,000 years, people have been serving the light with special training and divine authority within this secret mystery school lineage, including Jesus. So all of the power of this lineage of service exists outside of time, and as you are initiated, you're connected to this great reservoir of light in service. So it is the power through this initiation that can be had from no other path. It must be handed down to you by an initiate of this lineage that is authorized to pass this on by the hierarchy. Now it's authorized, obviously, through a covenant, and that covenant has been unbroken within that lineage. So that's very important. Anytime you do decide to do an initiation, or you do decide to join something, or you do decide to have energies passed down to you, definitely take a look and figure out where it's coming from, you know. And that's one of the great things about this mystery school that I really believe in, is the fact that these teachers, or reminders, as I like to call them, they do nothing but remind you about why you're here and help you remember your path and what your contracts are and why you came to the planet. You know, they don't know more than you, because they don't know your path. They just are trying to help you remember, to give you the tools to definitely be empowered along your path. So now, because this time has come for this planetary consciousness evolution, and 2012 is coming up, and these esoteric mystery school teachings are being brought forth to the public, and these mystery school teachings are teaching to the public for one of the first times ever. So it's one of the great gifts that we have living at this time, with 2012 rapidly approaching, that more and more people need to be initiated to hold the amount of light that needs to happen for this conscious evolution. Now, I heard this thing the other day. It was very, very kind of cool, from one of the scientists here in town, in Portland. He said that if you took the Mayan calendar and actually strung it out on a 24-hour day, right, so you squished it down and put it on the 24-hour day, the Mayan calendar, the entire calendar, we would actually be in the last 19 seconds of that day before 2012 is here. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen at 2012, but I do know that, you know, there's a certain planetary alignment that's happening, and God's light is coming to the planet very, very hard and very fast, and we have an opportunity to ascend our consciousness. And that opportunity is only going to happen when people step forward and empower themselves at a higher level. And to empower yourself at a higher level, no matter where you're at, you always need to have somebody who can step down that energy for you. You know, over time you could reach that level, but unless you really, through the initiation process of somebody that's authorized with the keys, the energetic keys, to open those doorways for you, or at least hand you the keys so that you can open the doors, it's really hard to do that yourself. And so I always encourage people to explore their options and definitely keep initiation in mind and go into it with an empty cup, you know, rather than an ego saying, you know, oh, I don't need this, I can do this on my own. You know, empty your cup and really listen to your heart and see if that's something that would be, you know, appropriate for your path, or at least, you know, be curious enough to find out a little bit more. There's a lot of information on the internet. I definitely don't claim to know anything, but I definitely wanted to share this information with you because I know how important it is. So anyway, what is an adept, right? You're thinking, what is an adept? Well, an adept is given to a certain level of initiation, and there's four levels of initiation into the Brotherhood. And the first level is that of self-initiation. Most everybody out there is self-initiated. As you know, this is your conscious decision and you know, your choice to serve God by living your life in a manner which brings light to your fellow man. And that could be in anything. That could be with a smile to somebody that's walking down the street. That could be, you know, you see somebody who, you know, was in a hurry and you let them go in front of you in line, or you give up your parking space, or whatever it does to make this world a little bit better, a little bit brighter, a little bit more pleasant to live in, even if it's just buying an ice cream cone for the child down the street, something that, you know, bringing happiness and joy to your fellow man. And this, with this self-initiation, this and your conscious choice to you know, serve God or bring light to the planet, there's a certain level of empowerment and contact with the divine and ability to work as a teacher, healer, reader, or light worker, you know, Reiki master or whatever. As you consciously serve to bring light to the planet, that's what you're doing. You are self-initiating yourself to do that. And the second level of initiation is that of an adept. And this is the adept level that I've been talking about. This can only be achieved by a physical initiation done here on the earth plane, by somebody authorized by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light to hand down this authority to you. There are certain energetic keys that you receive when you have this initiation. And this is done in a workshop with a guide, such as myself or David or many of the other guides here in the United States and around the world. And for you to be an adept, you must come and request to be initiated as an adept. And we take that in a special ceremony to the throne of God. And if the hierarchy of light says, yeah, absolutely, we can't wait, thank you so much, I'm so glad they decided to join our team, they'll approve the request. And then with this initiation, you'll receive greater power, greater contact, knowledge, and responsibility. And I'm going to go over more of the benefits of the adept initiation in a few minutes. I just wanted to sort of give you an outline of the levels of initiation here. So the third level, the adept is the second. The third level is that of a teacher or healer. Again, you must request that to step up to this level of service. And again, you receive more light, more knowledge, and more protection. This can only be done by attending an 8 to 10 day long program within the Rocky Mountain Mystery School or one of its centers. The closest center here to Portland is Seattle. There's a center in LA, there's a center in Florida, there's a center in New York, and there's a center in Toronto. And this is, you know, an 8-day workshop where you'll learn about the human energy systems and how to work with it. You're taught and given authority to do the DNA activation, which is the most important spiritual modality on the planet today. It literally turns on someone's divine blueprint of why they came here. It, like, turns on the lights and lets them function at full capacity. And it really is, really, really is a gift to be able to do this. The DNA activation, you know, as more and more people get DNA activated, it's like the 100th monkey syndrome. I'm just waiting. I'm hoping that the next person or the next person or the next person, you know, eventually when there's so much light coming to the planet, people will spontaneously start activating. And that would be just a huge achievement for us. And being able to really spread light and love here on the planet and take the next step to living Shambhala on Earth, or, you know, peace on Earth, 1,000 years of peace or whatever. So At this teachers and healers initiation, you'll always, in the 8 days, you'll also be taught how to teach a number of classes on spiritual growth, and the benefits are similar to the adept, but everything is brought up to the higher level. And the fourth level is that of a guide, and guides are chosen by the hierarchy. It's an active initiate in a state of constant training and upgrade of their spiritual connections and abilities. When you are ready, the hierarchy will prepare you for this role and then ask you to become a guide. And as a guide, you are in service to the light 100% and must do whatever service you're called to do. Guides never say no. And guides also have a very clear connection with the divine and much more authority. We as guides have the authority to hand down the power of the lineage of King Solomon by initiating adepts. And when the master teacher is present, we can actually initiate teachers. So being a guide is a great honor and a great privilege. And if you are truly serious about your light work and bringing light to your fellow man, I would highly recommend this path. And again, you can find out more either on our website at www.crystaltemple.org, or you can give me a call here, 503-249-0303, or call into the radio station if you have any questions about anything that I'm talking about today. I'd be more than happy to answer anything that you might be curious about. So those call-in numbers are on the bbsradio.com website, and so please don't hesitate. I always like to take callers. So, again, my name is Amanda. I'm really sorry. I'm sort of getting over this throat coldy thingy. I don't know why, but it's been so cold over here lately. I'm waiting for June. I'm hoping that with June comes a little bit of sun here in Portland. So with this adept initiation and the workshop, you know, we perform these here at the Crystal Temple in Portland, and we actually have one coming up this weekend on Saturday. Excuse me. So if you're interested in that, please do not hesitate to call. We'd be more than happy to do that this weekend. We actually have a class Saturday, May 31st. It starts at noon. We'd like people to be here a little bit early. So, again, if you're interested, just give me a call. So, I would say one of the differences between a regular class and a mystery school class is that the mystery school classes, including the adept, are all multidimensional. Where teaching is brought forth on many, many levels due to the fact that the Great White and Universal Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light is actually putting this class or initiation on. It's not about learning a lot of stuff in your head, although that will happen and there's a lot of information that you can learn. But the hierarchy is also working with the initiated teacher or representative teaching the class and is bringing forth empowerments energetically to empower you in your light work. You know, you're going to leave a class with not only knowledge, but also this wisdom and understanding that you can't really figure out how you got. It just was sort of infused into your being. And you'll never really be the same because these changes that are made in your energetic structure are made by light beings that are on higher dimensions. So all of these Mystery School programs are about giving you the tools and the strength to realize your divine heritage and to empower you to walk that path with confidence and with a bright, shining light to empower those people all around you, which is just so cool because as you're walking down the street and your light is shining, people have those aha moments and you might not even be saying a word. And as a teacher, I'm sure, you know, like I'm a teacher, I'm sure there's plenty of you out there that have taught, and to see your student have one of those aha moments is just, you know, it's a very humbling and emotional experience, and it's just so, so great to be of service at that level. So some of the subjects discussed in the adept initiation, because you're like, oh, well, it goes on for 10 hours. What do you discuss? What do you go over? And so I wanted to sort of briefly share what is talked about. There's 10 sections within the workshop, and we talk about the Brotherhood and the Sisterhood of Light. We talk about, you know, who's been members, who serves on the Brotherhood, We talk about the angels and how the angels are organized, because it is a hierarchy with God or Ensof, or, you know, up at the top. We talk about the initiations. We talk about your personal energy field and chakras. And we talk about the human potential and what the potential of humans is on the planet here. We talk about the elements. We talk about the dimensions, the physical dimensions and the spiritual dimensions, and where beings reside within this hierarchy and within this dimensional nature. We talk about the spiritual laws and the energies and how the energies work. And we talk about ritual or ceremony. Every time you do a ceremony or every time you do a ritual, that increases your energy. And the more you do it, the more the energy increases. And with the initiation, you not only do the ritual with the energy that you have, you tap into this huge reservoir of energy that has been collected over the thousands of years that all the initiates before you have been adding to or contributing to, you get to pull upon. We also talk about the Universal Kabbalah. Now, a few weeks ago, we had Dr. Teresa Bullard on, who spoke briefly about the Kabbalah. I wish we could have had her on and talked for hours and hours. She's so brilliant, and I just love picking her brain. But we do talk about the Kabbalah in the Adept Initiation, and we go over a lot of the information at a basic level, you know, to give you sort of an understanding of what the Kabbalah is and how it works in your life and what the energies are. And we give you different rituals to work with those energy fields. And you also receive, in this workshop, you receive this 50-page manual with everything in it that we discuss. So besides taking notes, you actually have a manual to take home with you, which is sort of new, considering, you know, in all the past, in the mystery school tradition, all this knowledge was handed down just orally. So to have a manual to go home with, to be able to read and actually get something physical is, and 50 pages, that's kind of big. But, you know, that's a huge step for us, too. And you get registered as a student of the Mystery School, which means if you ever want to take any more training, you sort of compile, you know, your training, and we track that so that you can go on further and further and further in training. You know, make sure some classes have prerequisites and things of that nature, and so, you know, you get a student ID card and the whole nine yards, so that's kind of cool. So after we discuss all these things, these 10 sections, we you know, do crazy things with the energy, and we dance, and we write poetry, and we color, and we, you know, are really, it's not just lecture the whole time, it's really an interactive workshop that people really enjoy. We have a drumming section, and it's all about empowering you at a body, mind, and spirit level. So although you learn stuff, you actually get to move your body and express those creative energies that are coming in, and really adjust your body to flowing that throughout the whole energy field rather than just around your head. So in preparation for this initiation ritual, which is held at the end of the whole workshop, it will help you bring down these higher energies that you can use in your own work, as well as more light and a higher level of spiritual knowledge and understanding. And you will be taught special and specific rituals that protect yourself and bring light into your life. So the initiation is just, you know, it's huge, it's amazing, it's wonderful, and there's lots and lots of benefits. And so without further ado, one of the greatest things about the initiation is that you are sealed in the light, and you are given a huge protective energy field. By being initiate, you actually have angelic seals placed in your aura at the initiation process, and those seals give you that divine protection in the light. Those angelic seals do, and so if you ever need any help, all you have to do is ask, and those seals light up like huge beacons, and there's thousands of angels that respond to that. So that protection in the light is just worth it on its own. But there's way more benefits. You get direct contact with the hierarchy of light. This includes, you know, gods, the archangels, the angels, the masters of light. It includes the brotherhood and sisterhood of light. It's just amazing the level of contact that is increased at this initiation. I think it's because, you know, they say one of the benefits here is 10 times the power you had prior to initiation in your light work in the world. And I try to think about that. And at the initiation process, your central core is actually opened up 10 more times so that you have the ability to flow 10 times more light. So if you're flowing 10 times more light, you can only imagine the amount of contact that you have now and compared to what it's going to be like when you flow 10 times more light and you have your connection to your higher self opened up 10 times more and you have your connection to the angels opened up 10 times more and you have, you know, connections to your guides opened up 10 times more. It's just, you know, your communication with the higher realms really exponentially increases. You also get 4 new guides that teach you and empower you on your spiritual evolution. Now, it doesn't mean that your guides that you have now will be gone, but you get 4 new guides, and these guides, their sole purpose is to help you and empower you on your path, to guide you on your spiritual journey, so that you can be a god in the flesh and really embody that divine or that divinity within you, you know, like the Vitruvian man that Leonardo da Vinci drew. It really does embody the perfected human, which is what, you know, we as light workers are always striving to do, is to get rid of that negative ego and really embody God in the flesh. So, and, you know, one more thing I like to reiterate is the change in alignment of your will. You know, the will of God and the will of nature flow in a clockwise motion, and the will of man flows counterclockwise. And as you can see around you in this world, obviously there's you know, chaos and things not going into perfect order. You know, man, we weren't created to create chaos in this world. We were created to live in a third dimensional body and live in a paradise on earth. So once we start initiating all these people out there and start redirecting their will with that in alignment of the will of God and the will of nature, Shambhala is going to happen and peace on earth is going to happen and cooperation with our fellow brothers and sisters in the light is going to happen. And it's just going to happen naturally, and it's not going to be by force. It's not going to be because somebody's telling you to do something. It's going to be because you're in contact, direct contact with your higher self all the time and living your God self. And through everyone living their God selves, this peace on earth, this Shambhala, this perfected community will just naturally happen because everybody will start working in cooperation. Everybody has a job. Everybody has a path. Everybody is this, like, very specific piece in this huge puzzle. And without one person, the puzzle doesn't make any sense. So it's, you know, I really encourage anybody who is even remotely thinking about this to call, to ask a couple of questions, to, you know, research it on the internet and really go with, you know, go down in your heart and see what your guides are telling you and meditate on it, because it does empower you at a level that I didn't even understand. It takes it's like a jetpack, you know, it takes everything sort of to the next level. I'm Amanda. I'm Crystal Temple Presents today, and you can definitely check out our website, www.crystaltemple.org, or our phone number here, 503-249-0303. If you have any questions out there, you're listening, if I'm babbling on and you just want to break it up with a question, call me. The call-in numbers are listed on the BBS Radio website, www.bbsradio.com. Any of the call-in numbers, just let them know. You want to talk to Amanda, Crystal Temple Presents, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have today. So the adept initiation is definitely life empowering and life changing. And, you know, in the program, you're taught the true structure of the higher realms from the level of God down to humans. And there's many benefits that, you know, that you receive by completing this initiation. And if you take these teachings and apply them into your life by doing the rituals and moving in the direction that's true to your spirit, you will be blessed with all of these great benefits and more. And I'll tell you that all of your endeavors will start to manifest with ease than compared to before. And I ask, what is your life work worth in such that you may be empowered to do what you love? And if your life is dedicated to this work, or if you want to be in service to the light as a teacher or healer, this initiation can benefit you greatly. So if you wish to step forward in a greater service, this initiation is the perfect advancement for you. So go within and ask if you feel called to do this initiation. So if you have any questions, definitely contact me to learn more. Again, 503-249-0303. So we do have an adept coming up this weekend, May 31st, from noon to 10 p.m. We have one coming up in July as well. And I wanted to share with you this thing that we're starting to do, and I'm really excited, and I'm hoping that, well, we're going to be getting this information out in the mail real soon for all of our listeners out there that don't live in the Portland metro area and are interested in getting this. Just shoot me an email. My email here is amanda@crystaltemple.org. What we're doing is we're putting together what we call a transformation week here at the Crystal Temple. And the first time we're going to offer this is September 10th through the 14th. Now, that's a Wednesday through Sunday. So we have actually, David and I have sat down and we've gone over every single class, every single empowerment, every single activation, every single initiation that we could do here at the Crystal Temple and put them together in a five-day program. Now, on its own, if you were to get everything that we lay out here in these 5 days, it would cost like $2,000. But what we decided to do is we decided to put it together 5 days rather than, you know, taking it over weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, so that people from out of town can come and stay. We have a great group rate at the Residence Inn 3 miles away, and the Crystal Temple is just a beautiful space. So for 5 days, from September 10th to September 14th, we have 4 classes, 3 activations, a dance, a drum circle, the adept initiation, and we've also included vibrational light working, which is an adept 2 or an advanced adept class. And it's a powerful class that enhances your understanding and use of healing energy vibrations. We talk about the light, the different rays, vibrational healing, the element of heat, toning, the 72 names of God, feeling the energies, reading the aura, the layers of the aura, balancing vertical and horizontal axis, the magnetic energy, just really a lot of information. Now, if you register before September, the cost is only $9.99. Now, that's a crazy deal, but we wanted to put something together specifically for you guys out there listening and the BBS Radio family. So I'm going to be sending this information out in the mail real shortly, probably within the next week or so. So if you want it, definitely email me. My email address is amanda@crystaltemple.org. We wanted to do this for people who lived out of town, who could get away for, you know, take 2 or 3 days off of work and the weekend and put something together that would really empower them, really transform their lives, and, you know, really take them to the next level, because, you know, all David and I want to do is serve and really empower you and empower you to do your best life's work. So that is something that's coming up here in September, but I wanted to share it because it was so pertinent to this week, you know, the talk about the adept initiation. And really, seriously, the adept will change your life. It takes you to a level that, you know, whatever your level is now, even if you're a really advanced teacher, advanced healer, it will take you 10 times higher than where you are right now. So, you know, and don't take my word for it. Definitely look it up online. Look up the empowerment. Look up, you know, the adept. Search around. Ask your guides and really go within because, you know, as much as I could talk about it and try to explain it, unless you really, you know, take it in your heart and meditate on it, me, yakin, really doesn't do a whole lot of good. So, but if you have any questions, do feel free to call 503-249-0303 or give me a call here at the station at bbsradio.com. Any of the call-in numbers would be great. So with that, I have a couple of announcements to make, too, of things coming up since I talked about our Transformation Week here at the Crystal Temple. Now, write that down, Transformation Week, September 10th through the 14th, this year, 2008. The first time ever, a deeply discounted price of only $9.99. And we'd love to have as many of you here as possible. So, a few things coming up. Today is May 28th. And so this tonight, actually, I'm doing a lecture on light. What is light? At 7 here at the temple. Tomorrow we're doing our groups, so everybody out there listening can receive these group spiritual activation energies every Thursday night. Tomorrow we're bringing in the energy of the Great Central Sun. Now, that, I think, will probably put me over the edge. I'm excited to do it, but that's going to be a lot of energy. So definitely keep that keep tomorrow in mind. If you're interested, call me, shoot me an email, 503-249-0303, and let me know. I'd love to get you on the list of people receiving that energy. So that's tomorrow. Friday night, Spirit Dance. Saturday, Adept Initiation. The other thing we have going on here, coming up, here's a couple of like really key dates in June. So write these down because these are very important. June 18th at 7 o'clock at night. There is a full moon that night. And Lorraine Henrich from New York City, she is actually flying in extra special early for us, and she is going to be doing a full moon magic workshop, class, event, activation, magical working thingy, majibi. She is amazing. She is a fairy who is beautiful, and just everywhere she walks, there's like little flowers that pop up behind her little feet, and she is the cutest thing in the world. She is doing a full moon magic thing that night, 7 o'clock. It's only $20. And what she said was, if you don't have $20, bring some sort of potlucky type dish or something you can share with the group because she wants as many people there as possible. So definitely put that on your calendar. The second thing in June that I wanted to tell you about was prosperity class. Now, the last time David offered this prosperity class was a few months ago, and he has taken the best pieces out of everything that he's learned over the last 20 to 25 years and put them together to really reprogram you to attract abundance and manifest money and really be that prosperous, abundant being in your life in this class. So if you're even remotely thinking about it, the class is 5 hours long. It only costs $80, which is a very small investment. And we've had people leave this class, and within weeks, they were like, money was just flowing to them like a river. It was amazing. So that's June 28th, and definitely keep that in mind if you're in the area or even if you're dropping through town. We are also hosting some master teachers from the Mystery School, and the Mystery School master teachers are amazing. So I wanted to share these dates with you because I have them in front of me, and they were very important. So Lorraine is going to be here June 18th for the Full Moon Magic, Lorraine Henrich, and she's a beautiful little fairy. She's so cute. And the second master teacher we have coming in will be over the weekend of July 12th and 13th, and that is Miss Elizabeth Selden. And Elizabeth lives in L.A., and I'm going to hopefully try to get her on the radio here in the next few weeks so we can talk to her about her classes. But Elizabeth has has the store, The White Lotus, in LA, and her website is thewhitelotusinc.com. And she's going to be here on July 12th teaching practical magic, which is all about creating gifts and things using the elements. And she is a powerful, amazing, working witch in every glorious sense of the word. She is probably one of the most empowered women I have ever met, and really does, everywhere she goes, tries to take those empowerments that she's learned and share them with other women and men. So she's going to be doing that class, Practical Magic, on Saturday, July 12th. She's also going to be doing a workshop that night, and the workshop that night is on Scented Secrets, and that's only $20. And Scented Secrets is a business that she put together based on magical workings. So she wants to share those secrets with, no pun intended, but she wants to share that with people out there in the listening audience, that she's going to be here. And so you can ask her all sorts of information on how to get a business going, how to make gifts, how to do whatever. It's $20, July 12th. It's definitely worth it to sit in one of her lectures or classes and pick her brain. It's so worth it. And I'm going to try to get her on the radio here in the next couple of weeks because I just love her. And July 13th, she's doing an Unveiling the Goddess workshop. And that's all about empowering women, empowering the goddess, really bringing the balance back here on the planet because it's so badly needed. It is for men and women. And so if you are a man out there and you would like to know how to empower your woman, or even to really be more in touch with that energy, you know, say you're a single man and you're looking for a woman, that would be a really great class for you to take, because you would then know and have those keys on how to empower women at a higher degree. In August, Lorraine's going to be back, August 9th and 10th. She's doing a chakra awakening and laying on stones crystal healing class. She is also going to be channeling Queen Mab. Now, Queen Mab is Queen of the Fairies, which is so perfect for Lorraine to channel because she is a fairy. But she is going to be doing a public channeling on August 9th, that evening at 7 o'clock. It's only $20. So if you're in the area or if you're interested, definitely, definitely pick up a ticket or swing by and reserve your spot. So I know that we're going to sell out fast of spots on that, because she's just an amazing channel. In September, on the 20th and 21st, Dr. Teresa Bullard is going to be here at the temple. She's going to be doing an Unveiling Alchemy class. Now, that class is 2 days, two full days, eight-hour days, both days, about alchemy. And she does have a doctorate in physics, so that is going to be so much fun for any of you scientists or metaphysicians out there. That's definitely something to put on your calendar. In November, Miss Sandra Reed, who is just this beautiful little angelic woman, amazing woman, she is going to be here in November. And she is doing an angelic healing class, and she will also be channeling Melchizedek. She has been a full-body channel for Melchizedek for quite a few years. So put that on your calendar, November 8th, Saturday, 7 p.m., $20. Sandra Reed's going to be here doing a full body channeling of Melchizedek. So if that's something that you're interested in, definitely, definitely grab a ticket for that or give us a call. Again, this is Amanda, Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple here on a beautiful Wednesday, May 28th. Our contact information for the last time this evening before I jump off the air and let the next little station person on is Crystal Temple. Our phone number, 503-249-0303. Our website, www.crystaltemple.org. You can email me at either amanda@crystaltemple.org or info@crystaltemple.org. We are located at 7525 North Richmond Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97203. We are in the St. John's neighborhood of Portland. And David and I like to say, imagine finding yourself in St. John's. It's a beautiful little area. Anyway, I think that's it for me this week. I hope you guys have just a wonderful and amazing Wednesday. And if you have any other questions, give us a call. Again, thank you so much for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents. Next week, I'm not quite sure exactly what we're going to do. I'm going to try to get Elizabeth on the line. If I can't get Elizabeth, I'm going to try to get somebody else that's way more interesting than me to talk about something that I don't know about. And I think it'll be fun. So again, thank you for joining us, and have a great day.